episode 120. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to episode 120 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your personal and professional life. Folks, in this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I'm going to talk about leading when tenured staff and new hires mix. Leading when tenured staff and new hires mix. All right, well, let's define tenured staff. Tenured staff is a staff that's there, existing, already working, has been there a while, been there more than 6 months. They've got it under control. They know what they're doing. They're doing their job. The new hires, though, those that have been there less than 6 months, either just came on board or been there a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, they're still getting the hang of things. They're still trying to figure things out. They're still trying to figure out what is going on, how the business does its business, how the business, say he's hired or she is hired as an accountant. He or she already knows how to be an accountant because that's what they are, but how are they an accountant in your organization? How does your organization deal with accountants? What are the expectations from your organization of accountants? So they're still trying to figure that out. So, as a leader, you know that each and every one of your charges, each and every one of the individuals you lead, each and every one of the people you're responsible for has their own unique way of doing business. No two are alike. We're all human beings. Everyone is different. You know that. I know that. We all know that. So don't forget that. And as a leader, well, you know that. You know that. And remember, it's because they are unique and they have different ways and different styles of doing things. It is the job of the leader. That's right. If you're a leader, it's your job to treat them accordingly. See, a leader will not give the same level of production to everyone, especially the new hires, until they are up to speed. A new hire, well, like I said earlier, is still trying to figure out what's going on. And a leader will set realistic time, span, a period, for the new hire to get up to speed. And a great leader will also build in checkpoints. They'll create checkpoints to ensure that the new hire is getting it every step of the way. Now, the leader here, even though they might not be the new hire's direct supervisor, it's still your responsibility. You're the leader. So bring in that supervisor and bring in the new hire and meet once a week or once every 2 weeks and realistic checkpoints. You want to hear real feedback, real honest feedback. And guess what? The new hires, that's the great time to get feedback on how you're doing as a leader, how everyone is doing as a team. And because again, it's a fresh set of eyes coming in there. It's a fresh set of eyes. And if you can't do that, you really are not a leader. If you're not prepared to hear the negative as well as the good, you're not a leader. A leader needs the negative because how else will they know if they have problems? How else will they know if what they need to correct? And again, the new hires are bringing in those fresh set of eyes. And I understand the new hires also will be a little bit less, well, they'll be apprehensive to deliver because, hey, they want to keep that job. They applied for that job, they interviewed for that job, they got hired for that job, and they want to keep it. So ensure them that this environment, this is now that time. This is now that time. So if the new hire truly believes there are too many meetings and there's nothing going on in those meetings but a little side chatter or sidebars, a lot of sidebars and less group interaction, and I mean group interaction, then this is the perfect time for that leader to say, oh yeah, maybe things have gotten out of control in our meetings. Let's rein them back in. Thank you for sharing that with me. I didn't see that because I was part of that. And that's what happens is when you're playing the favorites, when you're playing the game and you become part of the problem, you don't see the problem because to you, it's the norm. It's understandable. It happens. That's called life. But as a leader, you should always be striving for that change, that getting back on track, refocusing and going from there. So create those built-in checkpoints. Ensure that you're meeting with the employee, the new hire, just to ensure that that new hire is getting it. Now, if the new hire is not getting it, then adjust accordingly. Okay, maybe we need to set a more realistic time span, add another week or two. Let's focus on this part of the business. Let's focus on that part of the business, but work together. Now, If the new hire at some point, maybe after the third or fourth week, is not getting it at all, it might be time to reevaluate what happened in the hiring process, what happened with the individual, what's going on. Maybe this wasn't what was on paper, and it might need to reevaluate their job description. Because if the job description and what the duties are actually doing do not match, guess who's got problems? It's not the new hire, it's the business. So ensure that that's what's going on. Now, I know you try to weed things out through the interview process and the screening process, but if it's an automated digital system, then the first level screener, which is usually a digital system now, it'll match up because that's what that person was applying for. It'll match up and it'll pass on down to the next human level or to the first human interaction with that application. The system will let it go. It will allow it because it matched up, because that's what was there. That's what the outsider is bringing in and matching up with the job description that the computer understands. And then the next level, what are they doing? Well, they're looking at it too, and it still passes muster. So then it goes down to now the hiring committee. So again, ensure everybody's on board and ensure that the actual job matches the job description that's been put out there publicly. So again, it might be time. And if it all matches up, everything's fine, everything's good, but yet the individual does not get it, it definitely is time to reevaluate the individual. Now, working with your tenured staff, working with your team, your existing team, well, let them know that the new hire is on board. Relief is on the way. And be able to spread things out. Not so much of an impact on, too much of an impact on just a small group of individuals. Now there's a bigger, it's expanded by one or two or however many. The new hire will take a little time to get up to speed. Share that with your team. The new hire will initially shadow team members. So set a plan. Work with your team members. Work with everyone in your team to say, hey, this week, this day, these number of hours, whatever, we'll work with and shadow the team members until after an X number of days, the new hire will then be on their own. So give them some realistic times. Let them know that, hey, we're going to get everybody up to speed. And to get everybody up to speed, here's what's going on. And in this case, the new hire will shadow the team members. Because again, as I said, an accountant is an accountant. But is that accountant? No. Does that accountant, he or she, walk into the organization already knowing what the organization's expectations are? The way the organization does business? Now, I understand, don't get me wrong, there are general accepted accounting practices. I get that. It's across the board. Everybody gets that. But again, there's little nuances, certain forms, certain procedures, certain processes that are unique to every organization. So ensure that everybody's on board and knows that, hey, this is why that new hire is going to shadow everybody. Again, with the tenured staff, ensure that they know that you are going to work with them and continue to work with them the way you as the leader has always been working with your team. But let them know change is coming. Again, the new hire is on board. However, as I mentioned, bring them into the new hire development process, because they can make or break an individual. And a lot of times those frontline staff, those tenured staff, know who's going to hack it and who's not. So listen to them as well. They are going to really tell you things. And especially if they've been around long enough and you trust them and you trust what they bring to the table, then understand, listen to them. Hey, look, this guy might not work out, or this guy's having trouble, or this guy, or she's doing this, or he's doing that, or not being able to grasp this. Sometimes it just takes a little extra time, and then poof, there you go. Got it. I understand it. Oh, I see it. So encourage them, let them know to be mentors, to be leaders for that new hire, to lead the new hires, to mentor the new hires, encourage them to step up. Now's their time. And again, this is where you as a leader start seeing who the future leaders are in your department, in your group, in your section. And remind them that after all, the new hire is there to help the team and in turn to help them as backups, to help lighten their load, and obviously to create more opportunities for the team to succeed. And no matter what, you as a leader need to continue being the leader. Because guess what you're going to do with that new hire? 6-7 months down the road, you're going to ask that new hire, hey, can you help develop this new hire, the next new hire that comes in? and so on and so on. And that's how it works. That is truly how it works. It's a cycle. And if you have an awesome cycle, you have an awesome system, you're going to have an awesome team. Now, unfortunately, now we're going to talk about the manager. And unfortunately, managers and those just managers, I'm talking about managers, not leaders. Remember, anybody can be a manager, but not all managers. Well, how do you say it? Correction. Leaders can be a manager, but not all managers can be leaders. So again, watch that. Watch that carefully. And if you're dealing with a manager that is, well, unfortunately, hung up on numbers. Now, of course, leaders are hung up on numbers as well. However, the leader is especially hung up on the people first. Because if you create that culture, you create that where the people come first, guess what? The numbers take care of themselves. And it's true. It is true. But if you're worried about the numbers first and don't worry about the people, well, guess what? You're just a manager. And because of that, a manager wants results no matter what. The manager wants everyone delivering 100% of his or her expectations from all members of the department. It doesn't matter if you're a new hire or tenured staff, ready to retire. It doesn't matter. If you are under the thumb of a manager now, if for the new hires especially, well, they usually don't know that they're going to be under that thumb until once they're on board. See, a manager will never show their true colors during the interview. And that means that the claws, the fangs, and the manager style of work will appear once you're on board. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. There's leaders everywhere. Just because you have a manager and it's all about the numbers game and nothing else, they could care less about anything, then you know what? There's still leaders around. And they're around. So look for a leader. Find a mentor. Work together. See, because in the end, everyone, it doesn't matter if it's led by a leader or led by a manager or managed by a manager, all members, everyone is a member of the same team. So everyone has to be on board. New hires, tenured staff, it doesn't matter. Everyone has to be on board. So ensure that you're doing everything you can as a leader to help those new hires really, truly succeed in your organization. Get your tenured staff to become part of the new hire's development, to make sure that that new hire is on board, welcomed, and ready to participate and ready to deliver, and set realistic times for that new hire to be on their own, to go ahead and solo, fly solo. That is what a leader does. That's what a team does. That's what everyone does to succeed. Work together. Well, folks, what did you think about what I just talked about here in this episode 120 of the Walking Leader Podcast? I encourage you to comment, questions, concerns. Am I on the right path? Am I talking about thing? Did I hit something? Did I miss something? Let me know on Twitter, at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. That's all one word. That's the at sign, Dave Guerra. I look forward to hearing from you. Please drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Am I on the right path? Am I talking out of the side of my neck? Or am I telling you something that's, well, needs to be said? Because no matter what, see, a leader has to keep learning. A leader has to keep growing. A leader has to constantly question themselves. A leader has to constantly look in the mirror and say, am I still that leader that I believe people have put me into that position of? Or am I just some guy that's just talking out of the side of my neck? And again, ask yourself those questions. You have any comments? You have any questions? Ask me. I'm here to help. That's what I do. I'm here to help. But if you don't ask, I can't help you. If you don't take that time, I can't help you. And I am David Guerra, author of the books, The Walking Leader and Click to Follow. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you. Hey, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you can get this podcast delivered straight to your smartphone, your iPhone, your Android, whatever. And of course, you can also find that link and all my other social media links and follow me on everything. Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, everything. And all of that can be found at DaveGuerra.com. So again, folks, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Hey, before I go, I want to remind you, always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.